Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman Memor by Avram Goldar, and today Maseches Vachim, Daf Samach Zayin, the seventh parak, Chatas Ha'Of. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, Rabbi Yeshua said that an Oz Ha'Of whose Malika was performed entirely, like a Chatas, is no longer subject to Me'ila. Rav Ada Bar Ava explains his reason. Kevin Shemalk Basim and Elchot, as soon as he performed Malika on one pipe, Nimsheches V'Nasis Chatas Ha'Of, it's drawn and made into a bird Chatas. The Gemara asks that Rabbi Yeshua should rule similarly by a Chatas Ha'Of, whose Malika was performed like an Oz Ha'Of, but Rav Ashi differentiates. A Chatas becomes valid through cutting one simen, and an Ola requires cutting two simanim, and Malika of an Oz Ha'Of cannot be valid lamata. Therefore, as soon as he cuts one simen lamata, it's transformed into a Chatas Ha'Of because it's not yet established as a disqualified Ola until both simanim are cut. In contrast, since a Chatas Malika is valid anywhere on the Mizbeach and is not definitively an Ola act, a Chatas brought as an Ola is immediately disqualified as a Chatas when the first simon is cut. Point number two, the Gemara initially understands Rav Ada Bar Ava to mean that an Oz Ha'Of brought as a Chatas even fulfills his Chatas Ha'Of obligation. This is challenged from Mishnah and Kinim about two poor women who gave birth, obligating each in an Oz Ha'Of and a Chatas Ha'Of. Each had brought one of her karbanas, so that one, we'll call her Leah, still owed an Ola, and the other, we'll call Rachel, a Chatas, and they jointly brought a pair of birds for their remaining obligation. If the Kohen brought both Lamala or both Lamata, then only one karban is valid in each case. If he brought one Lamala and one Lamata, both are invalid. Shani Omer Chatas karva Lamala va'ola karva Lamata, because I say that perhaps the Chatas was brought above and the Ola was brought below, rendering both possible. The Gemara asks, even if Leah's Ola was brought below, let it transform it. The Gemara asks, even if Leah's Ola was brought below, let it transform into Rachel's Chatas. It answers that Rabbi Yeshua's principle was only said for Chad Gavra, one person who himself also owed a Chatas Ha'Of. But betray Gavri Mi'amar, did he say so regarding two people, that one person's Ola should become someone else's Chatas? Certainly not. However, the Gemara proves from another Mishnah that such an Ola's Ha'Of does not even qualify for the same person's Chatas obligation. And point number three, a Mishnah in Kinim states, a woman who pledged to bring a pair of birds as olos, if she gives birth to a boy, owes one pair for her neder, two olos, and one for obligation, an ola and a chatas. Thus, three must be brought lamala and one lamata. If the Kohen brought two lamala and two lamata, then one ola was invalid and she must bring one more, assuming all the birds were the same species. If one pair was torim and one was b'nei yona, she must bring two birds, one of each species. Whichever pair was brought second was for her Ola, and since one was invalid, it must be replaced with another of the same species. Since the Kohen doesn't know which pair was brought first, she must bring one of each. The Mishnah's case continues to grow in complexity until she must bring as many as seven birds to replace the single invalidated Ola. About this, Rabbi Yeshua comments, Zeu she'amru kushu chai kola echod, kushu meis kola shiva. This is like what they say about a ram. When it's alive, its voice is one. And when it's dead, its voice is seven. This expression refers to the fact that a live ram bleats with one voice, but a dead ram's body can be fashioned into seven instruments. So once again, the three points are, number one, Rabbi Yeshua said that an Oz Ha'Of whose Malika was performed entirely, like a Chatas, is no longer subject to Me'ila. Rav Ada Bar Ava explains his reason. Kevin Shemalk Basim and Elchot, as soon as he performed Malika on one pipe, Nimsheches V'Nasis Chatas Ha'Of, it's drawn and made into a bird Chatas. The Gemara asks that Rabbi Yeshua should rule similarly by a Chatas Ha'Of, whose Malika was performed like an Oz Ha'Of, but Rav Ashi differentiates. A Chatas becomes valid through cutting one simen, and an Ola requires cutting two simanim, and Malika of an Oz Ha'Of cannot be valid lamata. Therefore, as soon as he cuts one simen lamata, it's transformed into a Chatas Ha'Of because it's not yet established as a disqualified Ola until both simanim are cut. In contrast, since a Chatas Malika is valid anywhere on the Mizbeach and is not definitively an Ola act, a Chatas brought as an Ola is immediately disqualified as a Chatas when the first simen is cut. Point number two, the Gemara initially understands Rav Ada Bar Ava to mean that an Oz Ha'Of brought as a Chatas even fulfills his Chatas Ha'Of obligation. This is challenged from Mishnah and Kinim about two poor women who gave birth, obligating each in an Oz Ha'Of and a Chatas Ha'Of. Each had brought one of her karbanas, so that one, we'll call her Leah, still owed an Ola, and the other, we'll call Rachel, a Chatas, and they jointly brought a pair of birds for their remaining obligation. If the Kohen brought both Lamala or both Lamata, then only one karban is valid in each case. If he brought one lamala and one lamata, both are invalid. Shani omer chatas karva lamala va'ol karva lamata. Because I say that perhaps the chatas was brought above and the ol was brought below, rendering both possible. The Gemara asks, even if Leah's ola was brought below, let it transform it. The Gemara asks, even if Leah's ola was brought below, let it transform into Rachel's chatas. It answers that Rabbi Shua's principle was only said for chad gavra, one person who himself also owed a chatas of. But betray Gavri Miyamar. Did he say so regarding two people that one person's ola should become someone else's chatas? Certainly not. However, the Gemara proves from another Mishnah that such an ola's oaf does not even qualify for the same person's chatas obligation. And point number three, a Mishnah in Kinim states, a woman who pledged to bring a pair of birds as olos, if she gives birth to a boy, owes one pair for her neder, two olos, and one for obligation, an ola and a chatas. Thus, three must be brought lamala and one lamata. If the Kohen brought two lamala and two lamata, then one ola was invalid and she must bring one more, assuming all the birds were the same species. If one pair was torim and one was b'nei yona, she must bring two birds, one of each species. Whichever pair was brought second was for her ola, and since one was invalid, it must be replaced with another of the same species. Since the Kohen doesn't know which pair was brought first, she must bring one of each. The Mishnah's case continues to grow in complexity until she must bring as many as seven birds to replace the single invalidated ola. About this, Rabbi Yeshua comments, Zeu she'amru kushu chai kol ha'echod, kushu meis kol ha'shiva. This is like what they say about a ram. When it's alive, its voice is one, and when it's dead, its voice is seven. This expression refers to the fact that a live ram bleats with one voice, but a dead ram's body can be fashioned into seven instruments. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Samach Zayin, and this siman is suggested to us by Richard Berry from Passaic, New Jersey, as well as from Sean Freed from Woodmere, New York. They both suggested that Samach Zayin is a sizzling barbecue. So here goes. The carbon barbecuing the osa oaf that was brought as achatas and had become achatas with the cutting of one siman tried to cheer up the Kohen who messed up the bird offerings of two poor women who gave birth by bringing one above and one below, and a Kohen who bungled up the offerings of a woman who pledged a pair of bird olos if she had a boy, which resulted in her having to bring seven birds to replace a single invalidated ola. Once again, in slow motion. The Kohen barbecuing, that must be more in daf Samach Zayin, sizzling barbecue. The Kohen barbecuing the osa oaf that was brought as a chatas and had become a chatas with the cutting of one semen, which reminds us, Rabbi Yeshua said that an osa oaf whose malika was performed entirely like a chatas is no longer subject to me'ilah. Rav Adar Bar Ava explains his reason, Kevin Shemalk Ba Simen Echod, as soon as he performed malika on one pipe, Nimsheches Venasis Chatas Oaf, it's drawn and made into a bird chatas. So the Kohen barbecuing the osa oaf that was brought as a chatas and had become a chatas with the cutting of one siman tried to cheer up the Kohen who messed up the bird offerings of two poor women who gave birth by bringing one above and one below, which reminds us, the Gemara initially understands Rav Adar Bar Ava to mean that an osa oaf brought as a chatas even fulfills his chatas oaf obligation. This is challenged from a Mishnah in Kinim about two poor women who gave birth, obligating each an osa oaf and chatas oaf. Each had brought one of her karbanos so that one, Leah, still owed an ola, and the other, Rachel, a chatas, and they jointly brought a pair of birds for the remaining obligation. The challenge comes when the Kohen mistakenly brought one lamala and one lamata. Both are invalid. Shani oimer, chatas karva lamala, ol karva lamata, because I say that perhaps the chatas was brought above and the ola was brought below, rendering both puzzle. So the Kohen barbecuing the osa oaf that was brought as a chatas and had become a chatas with the cutting of one siman tried to cheer up the Kohen who messed up the bird offerings of two poor women who gave birth by bringing one above and one below, and a Kohen who bungled up the offerings of a woman who pledged a pair of bird olos if she had a boy, which resulted in her having to bring seven birds to replace a single invalidated ola, which reminds us, a Mishnah in Kinim states, a woman who pledged to bring a pair of birds as olos if she gives birth to a boy owes one pair for her neder, two olos, and one for obligation, an ola and a chatas. Thus, three must be brought lamala and one lamata. If the Kohen brought two lamala and two lamata, then one ola was invalid and she must bring one more, assuming all the birds were the same species. The Mishnah's case continues to grow in complexity until she must bring as many as seven birds to replace the single invalidated ola. So once again, the Kohen barbecuing the osa oaf that was brought as a chatas and had become a chatas with a cutting of one siman tried to cheer up the Kohen who messed up the bird offerings of two poor women who gave birth by bringing one above and one below, and a Kohen who bungled up the offerings of a woman who pledged a pair of bird olos if she had a boy, which resulted in her having to bring seven birds to replace a single invalidated ola. All right, so now it's time for our four blah bach hazara. Daf Samach Gimel. So the siman Daf Samach Gimel is a segue So here goes. The kid in Temple Times Amusement Park racing on a Segway. Segway? That must be Moran Duff. Samak Gimel. The kid in Temple Times Amusement Park racing on a Segway who went into the Hegel Pavilion and was shocked to find a Cohen there doing kamitza. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Menachos hayinik matzos b'kol makom ba'azara. Menachos had their kamitza performed anywhere in the Azara and are eaten within the Azara's curtains by male Kohanim, prepared anyway for a day and night until midnight. In the Gemara, Rabbi Elazar says the kamitza performed in the Hegel itself is valid. Shekem batzina basilik bazichin, for we find a similar precedent in the removal of the spoons of Lavona of the Lechem Apanim. The Lavona of the Lechem Apanim, which was burned on the Mizbeach, functioned as their komets, and its removal parallels an ordinary Minchas kamitza. Since it took place in the Hegel from the Shulchan, any kamitza of a Mincha is likewise valid in the Hegel. So the kid in Temple Times Amusement Park racing on a Segway, who went into the Hegel Pavilion and was shocked to find a Kohen there doing kamitza, and another Kohen eating kodshim, which reminds the Gemara discussion shechting a shlamim in the Hegel and eating in the Hegel. So the kid in Temple Times Amusement Park racing on a Segway, who went into the Hegel Pavilion and was shocked to find a Kohen there doing kamitza, and another Kohen eating kodshim, watched his friend who was exiting bump right into a Kohen doing hazav a chatazav on the southwest corner. Which reminds us, a hekesh between a mincha and a chatas teaches that just as a mincha is brought to the southwest corner of the mizbeach, the hazah of a chatas ha'ov is also performed at this corner. Daf Samach Dalet. So the simur Daf Samach Dalet is a secret agent. So here goes. The secret agent, that must be around Daf Samach Dalet. The secret agent disguised in a bird costume, who almost got hit when a powerful Kohen threw the crop and feathers of an Olas Ha'of over 30 amos towards the base of Deshen, which reminds the Gemara teaches that normally an Olas Ha'of is brought on the east side because it's close to the base of Deshen, the place of the ashes, which is where the Kohen must throw the crop and its feathers of the Olas Ha'of. Rabbi Yochanan observed, Bo re kama gadol kohen shel kohanim. Come and see how great the strength of the kohanim is. She'en ucha kalm be'ofas yosim amur avanotza. But there's nothing lighter in birds than their crop and feathers. Yet there were times when the Kohen would throw them more than 30 amos. So the secret agent disguised in a bird costume who almost got hit when a powerful Kohen threw the crop and feathers of an Olas Ha'of over 30 amos towards the base of Deshen spied on the avodas of a chatas ha'of, which reminds us the next mission details the avoda of a chatas ha'of. He performed malika on the back of its neck, ve'eno mavdil, and he would not separate the head from the body and would sprinkle some of its blood on the wall at the southwest corner of the mizbeach. The remainder of the blood is squeezed out onto the yasod, ve'eno mizbeach el doma, and the mizbeach only receives its blood, meaning no part of it is burned on the mizbeach, but kulo kohanim, and its entire body is for the kohanim to be eaten. So the secret agent disguised in a bird costume, who almost got hit when a powerful Kohen threw the crop and feathers of an Olas Ha'of over 30 amos towards the base of Deshen, spied on the avodas of a chatas ha'of, an Olas Ha'of, and discovered that with a chatas ha'of, the bird's head is not separated, but by an Olas Ha'of, it is. Which reminds us, the next mission details the avoda of Olas Ha'of. The Kohen ascends the kevesh and turns to the southeast corner, where he performs malik on the back of the neck, umavdil, and he separates the head from the body, in contrast to chatas ha'of. He squeezed the body's blood on the mizbeach wall, and then squeezed its head against the mizbeach. The Mishnah then details the process of burning the bird's head and body on the mizbeach. Daf Samach Hei. So the symbol of Daf Samach Hei is Seh, sheep. So here goes. The Kachim sheep, that must be on Daf Samach Hei, Seh. The Kachim sheep wondering what would happen to them as they watch one Kohen do Malika on a bird with his nail, which reminds us we learned that Malika must be performed by Atzmo Shel Kohen with his fingernail, not a knife. The Pasuk says, Kohen Umalak. And Rabbi Akiva explains, V'kisala daitcha shazar karav gabi mizbeach. Would it enter your mind that a czar would approach the mizbeach? Since the czar is not permitted on the mizbeach where Malika is performed, why did the Torah need to write HaKohen? This teaches Shetehim Malika Ba'atzmo Shel Kohen, that the Malika should be with the body of the Kohen, meaning his fingernail. So the Kachim sheep wondering what would happen to them as they watch one Kohen do Malika on a bird with his nail, and another Kohen do Mitzui on the Chatas Ha'of on the Mizbeach under the Sove, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a Malchokas if Mitzui of a Chatas Ha'of may be anywhere on the upper half of the Mizbeach. The Tanakhama says, if you squeeze out the blood, even a full amma below his feet, under the Sovev, it's still valid, since it's still the upper half of the Mizbeach. Rabbi Nechemiah and Rabbi Eliezer and Yaakov say, it itself is only done on the top of the Mizbeach, near the place of Haktara, which is on the top of the Mizbeach. Abai and Rav explain that Tanaim argue if Osmaracha al-Gabi Sovev, one may make a pyre on top of the surrounding ledge. So the Kachim sheep wondering what would happen to them as they watch one Kohen do Malika on a bird with his nail, and another Kohen do Mitzvah of the Chataz Ha'of on the Mizbeach under the Sovev, were terrified when they saw a Kohen completely separate the head of a Chataz Ha'of, and a fight broke out if it became possible. Which reminds the Gemara brings Malchokas that being Mavdil a Chataz Ha'of invalidates it. Four explanations of this Malchokas are presented. Samach Vav, so the Simra Daf Samach Vav relates to sewing, so, and we use a tailor. So here goes. The tailor, that must mean we're on Daf Samach Vav, so. The tailor who made a stuffed bird without a head to remind Kohanim that mitzvi from the bird's body is ma'akev, but not mitzvi from its head, which reminds us of Brisa Darshan's an extra word ola to teach. Afu pisha mitza dama guf, or mitza dama rosh. Even if the Kohen squeezed out the blood of the body of the Olas Ha'of, but didn't squeeze out the blood of the head, it's valid. Ravina explains why it's the blood of the body and not the head which is ma'akev. It's reasonable because most of the blood is found in the body rather than the head. So the tailor who made a stuffed bird without a head to remind Kohanim that mitzvi from the bird's body is ma'akev, but not mitzvi from its head, and was very proud of the wall hanging he sewed to help Kohanim, so they don't confuse the avodas of Chataz Ha'of and Olas Ha'of, which reminds us the seventh parak begins with a din that a Chataz Ha'of performed like an Olas Ha'of, or vice versa, is invalid. So the tailor who made a stuffed bird without a head to remind Kohanim that mitzvi from the bird's body is ma'akev, but not mitzvi from its head, and was very proud of the wall hanging he sewed to help Kohanim, so they don't confuse the avodas of Chataz Ha'of and Olas Ha'of, was stitching onto a shirt the words Ein Molim Ba for the Kohen who messed up and did Malika on an Olas Ha'of like a Chataz Ha'of, which reminds us the more brings the Machlokas if Olas Ha'of with Malika performed like a Chataz Ha'of removes Me'ila. Rabbi Eliezer says Me'olim Ba. One transgresses Mi'ilah through misusing it, but Rabbi Yeshua says, Ein Molim Ba. Rabbi Lezer challenged him, if a chatas, which is not subject to Mi'ilah, when brought l'shma, since it's eaten, is still subject to Mi'ilah, k'shashina es shma, when he changes purpose, meaning he brought it as an ola, then an ola, which is subject to Mi'ilah, when brought properly, since it's not eaten, certainly should be subject to Mi'ilah when it's brought as a chatas. Rabbi Yeshua replied that he cannot compare a chatas changed to an ola, which itself does have Mi'ilah, with the case of an ola changed to a chatas, since a chatas is not subject to Mi'ilah. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Which stuff do you know that there's some Kohanim that are so powerful they're able to throw the mura and the notes of the Olas Ha'of more than 30 amos to the base of Deshan? That's on Daf Samach Dalet. Good. Number 2. Which stuff do we learn that the Mizbeach in Shiloh was made of stones and that Moshe's Mizbeach would send sparks and flames to the Mizbeach of Shiloh? That's on Daf Samach Aleph. Good. Number 3. Which stuff do you discuss what happened in the case of the woman who pledged to bring bird olos if she gave birth to a boy along with her Yoledes Karbanos? That's on Daf Samach Zayin. Good. Number 4. Which stuff do we learn that mitzvi from the bird's body is ma'akev, but not mitzvi from its head? That's on Daf Samach Vav. Good. Number 5. Which stuff do we learn that the kevish is on the south side of the Mizbech? That's on Daf Samach Beis. Good. Number 6. Which stuff do you learn about the avoda of Olas Ha'of? And when Malika is done, the head is separated from the body. That's on Daf Samach Dalet. Good. Number 7. Which stuff do you discuss the Mishnah Kingdom discussing the two poor women who gave birth and jointly bought a pair of birds for their remaining obligation and then the Kohen messed up? That's on Daf Samach Zayin. Good. Number 8. Which stuff do we learn a Hazah of a Chataz Ha'of is done at the Mizbeach's southwest corner like Hagasha of a Mincha? That's on Daf Samach Gimel. Good. Number 9. Which stuff do we learn about Rabbi Yeshua's reason that an Olas Ha'of brought as a Chataz becomes a Chataz Ha'of as soon as the Kohen performed Malika on one pipe? That's on Daf Samach Zayin. Great. And number 10. Which stuff do we learn how the Anshei Knesset Gadola knew the location for the Mizbeach for Bayis Sheni? That's on Daf Samach Beis. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichri wishing you a great day and great learning.